We're back.
Back with another one.
We're back. Know what I'm saying? Podcast.
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone listening. We appreciate you tuning in every week, every Wednesday. We're back on the flow. We're back on the grind, and I'm excited. Yes.
Yeah.
Connor, how you doing, bro?
I mean, a few things never change. I'm sick as usual. No, this time I'm quite bad. I've got a really bad cough.
I
had a cough for a while, and it's gotten quite bad because I just didn't give myself any rest. So I hope you won't hear anything of that today.
But, nah, we good.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's been tough because obviously I talked about last week. I'm supposed to be like a fresher helper. That includes like going out and stuff. Not even like drinking, but just making sure everyone gets to the clubs and stuff. And
helper for the freshmen and for like their parties and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But if you have like a really bad cough and you feel like shit, and then you stand there with like all these freshers and you like really don't want to be there, it's quite tiring as well.
Man, especially like even if you just have a cough, right? Just because of Corona, as soon as I'm coughing in public, I'm like, God damn it! Like everyone's looking at me. Like
I know. Everyone's like walking fair, away. My coughs are so bad, people think I'm literally dying sometimes. today as well, it's so weird. Like you call up the doctors and you like, because it's like the symptoms are so similar, you have to get tests and stuff and everything. Just like I've had tests, but I know, and I'm quite sure it's not Corona. But it's just, you have to go through so many procedures just to make sure that's not Corona, which makes sense, but at the same time, it's so annoying because I have just a really bad cold that's like not gone away. Mm-hmm. But I can't just go to a doctor and get my medicine.
Man, I can't tell you the last time I went to a doctor. I can't tell you.
To be fair, I think the last time I went was for my vaccine. I don't go to the doctor that much.
I mean, I went to a hospital for that. But otherwise, like for a doctor, I don't know. I don't be going to doctors anymore. But I mean, because like I'll be all right. I'll be doing quite good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've not been to a doctor for that long. So I thought, if I actually feel like I have to go to a doctor, maybe my cold's not that little of a cold anymore. I feel bad enough to actually having to go.
Well, I mean, yeah. Moving on, like, you know, me, I'm doing quite all right. I just realized now, like, the only bad thing is I have to change the water in like my flower vase.
Wow!
I got flowers, Connor. That's what I wanted to say. Like, I got flowers.
On the one hand, it's really great, but on the other hand, that was so like, look at your face. I was so pretentious. Like, oh, I gotta change the water in my flowers. Oh, fuck off,
bro. No, look. Okay, let me explain.
No, but I get
because a man will only get flowers one time in his life, and that's when he dies. That's the only time men will typically get flowers.
I was about to say typically because, I mean, you're not dead, are you?
Yeah.
And you've gotten flowers.
So that was like, that was quite nice.
Mm.
It was the first time I got flowers. It was
pretty sick. Do you want to dive into that or just leave it at that?
No, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
For another day. But we should dive into the topic for today, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so... All right, should I tell you like how I got to the topic? All right, so you could probably tell from like the title of the podcast episode is how to ask the correct questions to figure out a person better, specifically on a first date, right? Because you go on a first date, you know, some people get nervous. You haven't dated in a while. Maybe it's like a blind date. You don't know how it's gonna go. You don't know the person at all. So the last thing you want is dry conversation, right? You don't want that. So
yeah,
I found myself in a position like that. I had this date planned, and I went like quite a while without dating.
Yeah. Right?
So I was a little nervous, and I'm like, fuck it, I have to prepare.
Yeah, I was so interested for this. Like, what you're going to come up, because as Mark just said, he prepared everything, and I looked up before something in the direction you're gonna go on about. And I was like, oh, if he used any of the stuff I just found in the first few links, those dates must have gone terrible, because these questions are the shittiest questions I've ever seen. So I'm so interested.
Like, what questions did you read?
I can't lie, because I'm sick, my brain's not functioning that well. So I went on Google, okay. It's like, what are the best questions to ask on a date? And then the first question I saw was like, what makes you unique?
Oh no.
And I was like, how's that gonna work? I order my coffee and then I turn over to her, to a, like maybe a girl I don't even really know. And I go like, so what makes you unique? I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just absolute bullshit or stuff. Or like really creepy questions. It's like, tell me about your closest friends. Like, is that how you start a conversation, by like just asking them a blunt question like that? So I'm really interested what you ask.
I mean, the I got my questions through books. Like, I was reading this one book, and there was one chapter on how to get to know people better, and I took notes from the book, and then I like used certain points made in the book, and I like, you know, how do I say, transmitted them into.
Yeah.
Using them to my date. So I was going out with this girl a few weeks ago, and I had never met this girl before. We don't have any mutual friends, right? So I'm like a little nervous. I hadn't been on a date in a while. So, okay, how do I want to make, I don't want, the last thing I want is a dry conversation. So we meet at this restaurant. It's quite nice. We like share a pizza, have a drink, all that good stuff, right?
So, scene is set for a good day.
Exactly. We start talking, and man, all right. I don't want to like raise your standards, but yeah. I'm not lying when I tell you, when I asked this girl some of these questions, she was like, "Wow, okay, let me think about that." Like,
yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, that's how you know they're good questions." I hope she doesn't get mad at me if she hears this podcast. She might like.
No, I'm sure she won't.
It's the first time I did something like that, and honestly, it was a great night at the end of it. So, all right. So, listen.
The first time I used them, I swear I've never used them before. You were the only one. Please listen. Believe me. No. No, actually, because I know.
Yo, your voice, bro.
Well, no. Don't make me laugh. If I have to laugh, my cough gets really bad.
Okay, let me start with the questions. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't really have a specific order where I was asking them. I was just like, you know, wherever it fit best to the conversation. Basically, the way these questions are structured, it's structured in a way that it's a simple question, but based on the answer they give you, you're able to kind of analyze what they said and therefore kind of help you build a picture of who they are as a person. Now, of course, like, there's no shortcut to getting to know someone properly. Like,
yeah.
You gotta, like, you know, really get to know them properly. But this is just, like, for the first date, right? If you're, like, you know, just trying to know if there's going to be a second date or not, right? And also just to keep the conversation going. So one of the questions I asked was, which parts of your week do you look forward to the most? Right, very easy question. Very easy, super light, you know. You don't want to start off super heavy. You know, and then they'll tell you, I like going to the gym. I like reading my books, all that. And then you can tell, okay, this person kind of got their shit together and all that, right? Then you say, I look forward to a family dinner every Saturday night. Like, okay, wow, this person prioritizes their family. I like that, right? If they say, what I look forward to this week the most, probably like, oh my God, what was that?
Keep going. I've had a slight water malfunction.
All right. If they say like, going. I look forward to going to the club the most during my week, then it's like, I mean, at least for me, that's a no-go, right? So that's one thing. Then you can go the other way. What do you least look forward to during the week, right? And then you can kind of tell, okay, what are their struggles and all that. Now.
Fair. Okay. Yeah.
Moving on.
I mean, I see where you're going with this. At the same time, I'm interested for the other questions, because I feel like I've not gone to many dates in my life, I can't lie. I'm not really a dating guy. Interpret that however you want.
You a fuckboy, aren't you?
Why did I say that?
We did.
I just fucked myself, didn't I, by saying that?
It's been a long day. It's been a long day.
Yeah. So I'm saying all this while I'm cleaning up my desk because I spilled a glass of water and all my technologies. But yeah, I find it so interesting that, I mean, you said these questions worked, and I'm sure you're going to go into it more. Because I just picture myself sitting there and asking a question like that, and I'm like, would I feel weird asking that while sitting there? Just like almost, because it almost feels almost so random at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I definitely get what you're saying with like, oh yeah, it's like these questions that where the other side has to actually think about it and can't just give you the standard replies as usual.
Exactly.
Get what I mean?
Because I mean, but yeah, like, on a first date, like, you're gonna have the small talk, right? And all that. But eventually, like, you gotta move on from the small talk and get into, like, a little more of an intellectual conversation, like, really get to know the person. Because otherwise, the whole conversation, the whole evening is just gonna be so bland. Mm. You're gonna come across as so boring, and that's the last thing you want, right? You wanna come off as kind of, like, interesting, and you have something more to offer than what's, like, just, like, seen on the first sight.
So, yeah, true.
And that's part of how, like, these questions are structured, to, you like, exactly find out what is underneath the surface. Well, how does this person tick, and what do they prioritize? So, next question that I asked, where they were like, this girl was like, oh shit, like, that's a good question, actually. I asked her, what kind of prize would you work hardest for?
In what way, prize? Like, let me ask you, kind of thing.
Yeah, like, what type of reward or prize or thing would you work hardest for?
Fucking hell, Mark, that's a deep question. I don't know.
You see, that's the exact reaction that she had. Mark, she was like, wow, that's a great question.
Stop hitting on me, Mark. We're friends, nothing more. No, I don't know, maybe like a great career like that, or something, or at this point knowing what I want to do in my life, like, career wise.
All right, so you see, like, based on that answer, I'm able to tell that you're, like, right now at your point in your life, you're focused on you, yourself, and, like, your future, and trying to set yourself up. Yeah, that's a very nice answer.
But of course,
when you ask these type of questions, you gotta expect that they'll ask the same question back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
did they?
You don't wanna ask the It was one person.
Sorry, yeah. No, but did they? Yeah, that's what I mean. They, like, yeah. Them. Question for you then? Did, when you made these answers, and obviously you're gonna expect to be asked them back, did you prepare the answers beforehand as well?
I thought about them, like, when I first read them, but I didn't have, like, a script planned out. Like with that question, what kind of prize would I work harder for? I answered, like, creating a family of my own.
I would have loved you to, like, just see it, or, like, oh yeah, great of you to ask, and you, like, whip out your phone with your, like, your notes, and you have, like, bullet points. It's like, yeah, I made some notes in this question. So the first thing I want to do is this, and the second thing, that'd be great.
Nah, yeah. And then of course you can go the other way again. What punishment would you work hardest to avoid? Stuff like that, right? Now another one. What is effortless for you? What is something that you do super easily, super gladly, every day? Just something that isn't like a hassle for you to do.
Mm.
And then, let's say for me, right, I would say going to the gym.
Yeah.
Keeping in touch with friends and family.
Fair enough.
You're already able to tell, okay, like what does this person prioritize, and this person must prioritize going to the gym and keeping in touch with family so much if it's become effortless for this person, right?
You're asking things out of their life, everyday life almost at this point, where they can't fake it. To those are the things they're actually interested in. That's not just
exactly.
Like, because it's not questions you're asking that are like, oh, what's your favorite animal kind of thing, where they can think about it and be like, oh yeah, my favorite animal is this and this, because they think they like that animal, but it doesn't even mean that. You know what I mean? When people, those questions where people have the option to almost create an answer because they want to seem like that or they want to be something.
Yeah.
Those are more questions where it's like, oh yeah, that's what I actually do and that's what I want to do and I don't know, that's what I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fake that. If you don't go to the gym every day and then you say, or you could technically fake it, but if you get to know a person better, at some point they're going to realize he's not been going to the gym since like weeks. Like that was the absolute bullshit answer. But obviously, if it's true, then you know, okay, that's what the person's actually about, and they were telling the truth, and that's what type of person they are, what their character is.
Exactly. You're right. And then, again, in the other direction, what's exhausting for you to do? What's something difficult that like you have to go through every day or every week or something? What's something that you don't look forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of, okay. What would that be for you? What's always exhausting for you?
I mean, I could make a joke right now, say like, oh, combine the first and the second question, or the question you just asked me before and then this one. So what can you do easily every day? And what do you not look forward into every week?
Partying, drinking.
Yeah. It's like, I could do it every day, but I don't look forward to it. No, what do I not look forward to in the week? They are good questions because you think about your week actually, and
exactly.
I do not look forward. Actually, I there's like these small bits. I hate the inconveniences of life, like things like just basic things. Oh, okay, I'm in a rush, but I've not eaten yet, and I still have to get ready. For example.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, if I could press a button right now that I've eaten my food, I've gotten ready, and I can leave right now, I would push it every time. But like, you can't skip these things, and you have to do them. Like, those are like little inconveniences that you have to do, because otherwise you'd be starving to death. You'd be running around smelly and ugly, like disgusting. I don't know, because you haven't showered in two weeks.
Yeah.
But that's the type of things I actually hate every week, because they just take up so much time and you don't really want to do them all every time, or at least I don't.
Exactly.
They annoy me a bit.
Yeah, you see like with an answer like that, like, okay, I can either take it lightly and not think about it too much, or I can like really analyze the answer, right?
Yeah.
And if I were to really analyze, I would be able to tell that you're way more focused on the bigger picture of things. And
yeah.
You don't like to spend your time or attention on small things like getting ready or eating that breakfast before you leave home, because you're more occupied with getting to your class and writing that exam or something like that, right? Or going to the gym, and then you forget about the small things.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, definitely what you say, people at one, like on the one side, they interpret things way too deeply sometimes. Like you can, people take small things out of context and say, try to make this big picture out of it. But at the same time, exactly the small details can tell you a lot about a person, and show certain characteristics that can be at least an indicator to what type of person they are. So I definitely get what like you're saying, and I might take some notes for myself if I go on a date anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like I said in the beginning, right? Like, these questions aren't a way to like overanalyze the person and then think you know everything about them. Like, no, after a first date, I hope you don't know everything about that person, because then that person's an open book. Like, what else is there to know? Like, then it's just boring, right? You want a little bit of mystery and stuff. But these questions are simply there to just kind of like have a not so average conversation.
Yeah,
with a person
sure.
that you just met, and kind of not have the evening like drag along because you're having boring ass conversation.
Mm. Which is good on both parts, because at that point you're not only learning more about the other person and enjoying yourself more, but you also seem a lot more, I mean, if it's a date, even a lot more attractive to the other person by being able to hold a conversation, being more a lot more interesting than maybe any of the dates she had before, in our case, she, but also him, they had before. So, yeah, works both ways, doesn't it? Exactly. Being somewhat prepared or having an idea what, like, how you can structure a date, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you can always, like, you know, stalk the Instagram beforehand and say, like, oh, they went on a trip to Croatia. Oh, how was the trip to Croatia? Tell me about that. And, oh, you have family there. That's great. And then,
yeah,
and all that. But that's, again, that's that small talk, right? Yeah. That's that small talk. And unless they're, like, because a lot of people, they got, like, barriers. They got barriers. So you got to make them, like, think about the questions that you're asking and then kind of also want to answer them to find it out for themselves as well, because most people don't realize what is exhausting or effortless for them until they're asked the question and they think about it. And then they're, and plus, if there's one thing people like to talk about, it's themselves.
True.
Right?
Very true.
So the more you ask a person, that's why, like, so often when there's like a guy, you always see this in the movie, the guy's nervous about the day, what do I talk to her about? Just ask her questions, bro.
Yeah.
Just ask questions, because everyone likes to talk about themselves, and the more you get the person talking, the more and you actually listen to them, you're gonna go back like, oh, he's such a great listener, and we talked all night, but actually like only one person talked.
Yeah.
Right. And then at the same time, like, you got to know them a lot, but you're still in their eyes a little more mysterious, a little more unknown, and that makes it a little more motivating to then go out a second time and, right?
Yeah.
At least sure. From their side.
No, it makes, as I said, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, at the same time, it's still a date and every person is different. So, like, you can't fully, like, it's not, like, this is not a foolproof guide to how to approach every day. I mean, also, if you don't vibe with a person, you don't vibe with them, doesn't matter what questions you ask them. Like, obviously, otherwise, everyone would have try to be with everyone, and that's not the case. So, but I think in that scenario where you find someone that could match you, having this definitely helps a lot. Or doing something like this, even like small things like this, definitely help a lot.
I mean, speaking from experience, like it helped me quite a bit, right? I mean, we even went for a few drinks afterwards. Like, it was a great night. And then, and I, at one point, like, the list of questions that I had in my head were already asked by dinner time, like by the end of dinner time. So when we went out for drinks afterwards, it was just, again, like, kind of free flow questions and getting to know each other better. But at that point, you've already kind of like broken down those barriers and you're a little more open to each other and just a little more comfortable, right?
Exactly.
And that's the main thing. You don't want to be with some creep or some girl that you find weird or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You want to be someone that, oh, this person's actually quite all right. They seem fairly normal. Hopefully they don't have too much baggage, right?
That's what I was about to say, because, I mean, often, obviously it's very, a lot of times for girls, but I think a lot of times also for boys, it's a very, I wouldn't call it stressful, but not the most, normal situation to be in on a date, especially with someone you don't know that well yet, or you just met the first time. So everyone has, or at least most people have some nerves going into things like that. And I think if you can, what you said, break down the barriers with questions like that, you get a deeper understanding for them already by asking these questions, and at the same time, open the gates for maybe having even deeper conversations on the next day, or like you had, going out for drinks. Because, like, if a girl sits there and she's like, oh, we've already talked about all these things, we've already talked about things that were not, okay, I've went to that school, that's my favorite color, I don't know, like the stupid questions some people ask on dates.
Exactly.
If we've already done, like, somewhat deeper questions, maybe that opens for doors for deeper, even deeper questions, where you actually get to know them even more on a whatever emotional level, whatever you want to call it.
That's facts. I mean, and also like these questions are very applicable to any situation where you're trying to get to know a person to a better, right? It doesn't even have to be a date, right? Like you could, I don't know, get to know a friend in class, or you got a business meeting and you're trying to figure out if you can trust this person as a business partner or whatever, and, right? You ask them what punishment you work hardest to avoid, and they say, disappointing my boss. All right, bet, I like to work with you. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good answer for that context, for example.
Yeah, for sure.
Another question I asked was, what is your most personally significant and meaningful achievement? That's a tough question. That's a very heavy question, because I feel like most of the time when you're asked what is your personally most significant and meaningful achievement, people will look back at their life and think, I haven't done much, actually. Right? Like, I don't know,
I think
high school or whatever. Especially,
In our age, probably.
Yeah, exactly. In like our young 20s, right? Because there's not much that has been done, let's say career-wise or whatever, or with like relationships or whatever. So, like, Con, if I ask you, what is your most personally significant, meaningful achievement, what would you say?
Yeah, I'd probably go what you said before. I don't think I've achieved that much yet in my life. It's probably, but again, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't think I could say small things in my opinion, but I'd say I haven't achieved anything great yet. Let's put it that way. I think I can achieve a lot more. So that's what I would say, probably. Yeah. Which again could be interpreted into he wants to achieve more, wants to be ambitious and things like that.
Exactly.
So that's even what that is an answer in itself. I fully get where you're coming from, and why these questions make a lot of sense.
They're pretty good questions. They're pretty good questions. But also, like, it depends on the context of the date, like where you are, right? I mean, if you go to the movies, watch like a Kevin Hart movie, and you're like laughing, and then you ask, "What is your most meaningful disappointment or failure?"
Yeah.
You're like, "Why are you asking me this, bro?" Like,
or if more adventurous date or something where you like do a proper activity, like where like, oh, you're both kind of stressed because you're actually doing something, and then you go like in between, like, oh, asking these questions. Yeah, it's definitely it's also a setting, but for like a sit down thing like you guys had for that date or makes a lot of sense.
You know what I don't understand? When people will go out on a first date and decide, let's go to the movie theater.
On a first date, yeah, I don't get that.
On a first date, it's like, why would you do that? You're not going to get to know each other. It's too weird to like hold hands or make a move into the, like, right? That's just odd. That's just creepy.
I think it's a very, I mean, maybe it's not, maybe people that are a bit older do it as well, but I think it's a very teen thing to do because you don't really know what to do and you don't, like exactly what we're talking about, you don't know how to hold a conversation and you're maybe a bit too nervous to actually hold a conversation and sit across the person and like look in their eyes and ask them questions and talk to them and tell your own story a bit. So like that, they go to the movies, you sit kind of close to each other, but you don't talk, you just look at a screen.
I mean, the beauty with these questions, and you can see in our conversation right now, you can also ask it with friends. Like, you could literally, like, kind of practice asking these questions and just see how the conversation flows. You could do it with anybody. You could do it with anybody and just see the different answers you get and what, like, hides behind those answers. And, like, what does this person prioritize? What is this person most proud of? What does this person like, dislike, that they're not exactly too keen to say, like, explicitly.
Yeah, that's always
interesting, I find.
I think it's, I think they're very good questions. I think at the same time, you have to be someone probably that is good at like having a conversation, because you probably like inserted these conversations into a conversation and they seem kind of like a flow. Someone who maybe seems a bit nervous, it could seem quite like an interrogation. It's like, question one, question two, question three. And like, that maybe also doesn't seem so. Maybe try to like get comfortable first before you ask like a bit deeper questions. But yeah, I mean, as a starting point, that sounds great. And yeah, I mean, I'm not sure when we dive into that, but it seems to be working out right now. We're got you somewhere.
What, me?
Yeah, I mean, you went on a second date.
What?
Just a second.
Huh? What?
You went on drinks, didn't you know?
Oh no, it was the same night we went for drinks. Like after the pizza. But yeah, no, I'm gonna keep that private for now. I'm gonna keep that.
No, I'm not talking. Well, I don't even know. I thought you went on second date. That's all I said, but apparently that was the same night. So, I mean, that probably seems even better if it was the same night. Then that means if it happens the same night, the questions must have worked quite well then.
Yeah. It did work quite well. But yeah, I mean, anyways, we'll make sure to include the list of questions on our Instagram post when we publish this episode. So make sure to go check out our Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. You'll find the list of questions in the caption.
How many are there?
I think under 10.
Oh, right.
Under 10. Yeah. So good. I mean, at least that's what I've gathered so far. Maybe we'll have a part two. Who knows? I don't know.
Who knows?
See. I got to go on another first date. You got to go on one. You got to go on one and figure out some good questions.
Yeah. Connor has to go on a first date.
Ladies, did you know... Have you seen our demographic on this podcast, bro? We have so many girls listening to this podcast. So, ladies, Connor's single.
No,
if you're in the England area.
I mean, I think that's very much due to you at the moment. But the female demographic, Mr. TikTok.
Mr. TikTok star.
Which is also, by the way, I think a topic we should get into at some point. Because I think
we
do quite well with that. And I think a lot of people would be interested in that as well. Just to hear like kind of how it works. Because a lot of people hear TikTok, it's something people go like, oh yeah, you do dances and stuff like that. I think it couldn't be further away from that.
I will never do dances. I will never do a dance and post it. Let's say that.
Yeah,
I'll never
obviously, like everyone.
They're fun to make. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah, I think everyone has done stuff when it's just fooling around. But I think that's not the content you're producing.
No,
But I think that's definitely still an interesting topic. Just showing people the different avenues that you can go down, even on a platform like TikTok that maybe has somewhat of a bad rep for some people.
That's a topic for another episode.
Exactly, that's a topic.
We can definitely get into that. I'd be down for that. So, yeah. Then I guess thanks for listening to this week's episode.
Yes.
I hope you liked it. Make sure to check out our Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. Give us 5-star ratings. Share us with your friends. You know, in case if you got a friend doesn't know how to act on first dates.
Yeah.
This episode might be something to send them to, right?
Yeah. And make sure they check out the Instagram post to find those questions. Maybe you just copy them down and learn them by heart, and then you're always prepared
for the next first date. I was in the bus on the way. On the way to the date, I was in the bus like reading them. I was like, okay. I felt like a biology test was coming up in like eighth grade.
Going for an exam. It's like, oh no, I didn't study last night. Oh,
let me write them on my hand or something.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. Cool. Then take it easy.
In a bit, guys. See you next week. See ya.